There was some to-do earlier this year about changes to the voting rules, the so-called Fair Elections Act that tried to eliminate people who would vote that aren't who they say they are or voting twice. I don't know if that was actually really a problem, but it's making a bit of a problem for some people, especially in Banff, because Banff residents use P.O. boxes for the most part. And if your voter registration card, if the address on that, like your actual address, is different than, say, what's on your driver's license that might have a P.O. box or vice versa, you could have a problem come election day.
In the past, you show up and you prove who you are. I live here. Oh, hey, that's my aunt over there. Yep, that's Tanya. You're good to go. With this new law, you have to prove where you live. And for some people, that's a problem. P.O. boxes is a problem. I think people who have moved recently or are in a roommate situation.
Especially if you filed your taxes last year and you're not living at the same address, because your tax information, you check off that box, you want to be registered with Elections Canada, and that's the information that they have.
I'm anticipating on election day, there's going to be a lot of frustration. Not only are people not exactly aware of how the change in rules affect them, Elections Canada is not able to promote voting, or I think even promote the fact that there are changes that could mean that you don't get to vote. Anytime you take away someone's right to vote, there is an issue. There are people in the world who are fighting for the right to vote. There are places in the world where all you need to do is show up to vote. They line up for hours, and their proof is they do the ink on the finger thing. This is not a hard thing to track.
Yeah.
And I'm going to go out on a limb here with my opinion. Any legislation that's meant to prevent voter fraud or anything that is meant to put stricter rules in for voter identification is a subversive way to suppress votes in socioeconomic demographics that don't necessarily vote for the people who have the power to change the rules.
And I think that was the crux of the problems with the Fair Elections Act, and now we're seeing it come to fruition here. So the gist is that if your driver's license ID has a different address or P.O. box information than what Elections Canada has, there might be an issue at the polling station on October 19th. So if you go to the Elections Canada website, and I have not tried this, but unfortunately I've heard it's not like a very simple process of clicking and, oh, there's my address. There's a great Facebook page called Banff Votes 2015, and it's got a lot of information about how you can confirm that. If voting is important to you, and it should be, it's important that you confirm that information if you think that you might have a problem.
Another concern I have, Rob, is that anytime you have a situation like this and a large number of people are heading to a government website, has that website been equipped for that increased traffic? If it's not working, don't give up.
Yeah.
Try again.